Well, Zach, I actually just finished crushing some chicken farm, and I am freaking ready to rock and roll.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on into Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm Zach Blackerby, joined, as we are every week, by Auburn linebacker Chandler Wooten. Chandler, congratulations on the huge win up in Fayetteville this past weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. It was a hard-fought win, so it's good to go into a bye week with a win.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's the feeling? What's the feeling so far this bye week? Been a lot of a lot of folks kind of predicting what you guys are kind of focusing on, what you guys are working on this week. What are some of those things?
Yeah, so this week we're just focused on, doing a lot of self-evaluation, a lot of stuff that we can correct as a team in all three phases. And right now we're just trying to attack those things in those areas and just get better, because we know, the schedule we have that lies ahead, and so we got to play some really good football coming up, and so we're just trying to better ourselves right now.
You mentioned the schedule. It seems like the bye week's coming at a good time. You got a few tough games out of the way, two really big road wins in conference play, and then you get to come home, relax a little bit, get your feet back under you. Hopefully, guys get healthy. Obviously, the SEC's a brutal schedule and tough on your bodies. But then, I mean, you guys are prepping for a really good Ole Miss offense, too, I have to assume.
No, definitely. Definitely wanted to get a jump start on them, as soon as we could, just because of how dynamic they are on the offensive end. And like you said, just trying to get a lot of guys healthy. We got a lot of nicks and bruises. That just comes with the game, comes with the territory. And so, on top of trying to get guys healthy, be smart with some people, we also got to get some work, too. So, just trying to balance those things. That's what, happens during the bye. But you got to have mature players who can deal with those things and still come out to practice the right way. And the coaches have been preaching all week, this is not a week off. This is a week for us to, come in, really get some good work and just get better, and we just don't have an opponent this weekend. So we're just trying to attack it the right way, just move forward from there.
Is that mindset about the bye week, is that something that you've always seen at Auburn, or is there kind of a different feel with there being a different coaching staff this season?
It's a little different, obviously because we're not doing the same things, we used to do. I don't think we've ever lost, while I've been here off of bye week. That's just something, we take a lot of pride in, coming off. A lot of people think you come out sluggish or you could either be fresh. And so I like to think more on the side of being fresh. And so, it's a good time to heal up, rest up. But at the same time, like I said, get some good work and be ready to go come next weekend because we got a good opponent coming in, Jordan here.
What do you guys do on Saturday during a bye week? Do you watch all the other games? Or are you just going to make sure you watch Ole Miss take on LSU to kind of get an early, an extra few hours of film prep there? You get to see it in real time. Maybe you predict what they're doing on certain plays. What does that look like?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch the Ole Miss and, the Ole Miss game for sure. But it's just a good time, spend time with family. I know a lot of guys are going to go home. We got Friday and Saturday off, and so cool. A lot of people go home, spend time with their friends and family, which is well needed, well deserved. I know the coaches are excited to do that as well, and so it's just a good time to, take a step back, a breather, and just relax, man. And I'm looking forward to going home myself. But it's just a good time to, watch other games as well, because during the Saturdays you're doing prep for the game. You don't have time to watch college game, but you don't have time to watch, other marquee games during the day. So I'm just excited to watch a whole full slate of college football.
Yeah, is that a weird thing once you become a college football player? Because I assume you've been a football fan your whole life and you've been playing on, Fridays, and then all of a sudden, you can't watch on Saturdays anymore. You get to be a fan for a week. I'm sure that's cool.
No, it's definitely cool. I'm tired of watching, just a quarter or a half and then having to get on the bus or go mail or something. So it'll be cool. I definitely miss, just sitting down and watching ball, because, it's even hard to watch the NFL now because, we come in and we got stuff to do on Sundays. And so it's just going to be awesome, just to have some downtime and just be able to really watch, multiple games.
Talking about Chandler Wooten, the fan, do you have a favorite NFL team?
I don't have a favorite NFL team. I grew up in, Georgia, and you would think I would be a Falcons fan, but I never really had a favorite NFL team. I just liked the football, and I had, some favorite players and stuff like that, but never really had a favorite team.
Are the guys you like to watch the most, the favorite players, are they all linebackers? Or are they different positions?
I respect a lot of people's game, and so you know I like offensive players and defensive players, but you know I definitely grew up on Ray Lewis, and you know, and then later down the line Luke Kuechly, and you know now all the other great young linebackers in the league. You know, so many. So you know that's definitely the position I watch, but you know I'm definitely a fan of just watching great players.
What's it like watching former teammates ball out in the league now? Is that cool? Is it a little weird? Do you guys get together and watch? I know like there's a few teams that have a lot of Auburn guys. Like New England has several. The Buccaneers have several that you shared a locker room with. Do you guys get together to watch those to cheer them on? What does that look like?
Yeah, we usually don't have time, to get together on Sundays. Right. Just because, like I said, we come in early. You know, we got lifts and meetings and practice and stuff. And so, but it definitely is cool, see guys you used to play with, thriving in the NFL now, just because, that was their dreams all along, and just to see them, how they were here, just see how they've grown and evolved, to the great players they are now, to get to where they are. It's awesome to see. And it also gives everybody else in the locker room right now hope, he was here and he was doing this and this and this, and, hopefully I can get there as well. So, sure. Great foundation, for us to continue to follow.
Absolutely. Chandler, you played a ton against Arkansas. You and Zacoby were on the field, I think over 80 snaps for both of you guys. And then there was a big drop off as far as participation after that. There's a lot of assumption that Owen will be back and ready against Ole Miss. Is that something that's going to be big as far as rotation moving forward?
Yeah, no, definitely. Hopefully we are able to get Owen back, this week or next week rather. He's a big part of everything we're trying to do, defensively, and not just on defense, just as being one of our leaders, one of our captains. And so we miss him. We can't wait till he gets back out there. It's not really ideal to play, 90 snaps, but, whenever he gets back, I definitely think, we'll have a better rotation, be able to do some different things on the defensive side of the ball. So, I'm just ready for him to get back.
During the game, and it's halfway through the fourth quarter, are you aware that you've played that many snaps, or is there just so much adrenaline and focus going on that you sit back in the locker room and you look at, your stats and things like that, and it's oh my gosh, I pretty much did play every snap on defense?
Yeah, no, you don't really think about it during the game. Coaches on the sideline, you guys good, you need, I'm like, because we got a bye week next week, we don't need no break. It's time to finish the game, it's the fourth quarter. And so you don't really think about it during the game, but it's just something you see when you come in on Sunday. You see the snap counts and stuff. And obviously, we got to get to a place where, we can continue to play more guys. And I think that comes through practice, and study habits and, things like that. So I think guys are moving along in the room. But obviously, we got to get better in some areas. And so, like I said, it's not ideal, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, for the team. So
a few listeners have asked about the defensive scheme. Are you guys feeling more and more comfortable with that? It seems like the defense has looked better in pass coverage over the last few weeks. Is that just is some of that opponent? Is some of that you guys kind of get more comfortable with what Derek Mason wants you guys to do? What all goes into that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Just every day we're trying to learn. Every day we're trying to come in and get better, and every day we're trying to, master the scheme, that Coach Mason has for us. And it's something that's just still a work in progress. We didn't come into the season, a finished product. And I still think our best ball is ahead of us, as a defensive unit. We still got a lot of guys, still trying to, get healed up and, get on the field and stuff like that. So I think we can get a couple more pieces back, some guys, who are real important to our defense and what we're trying to achieve. We'll only continue to get better.
A lot of fans talking about the difference of seeing a lot more zone this season. Is that something that takes a lot of practice? Is that a different mentality of doing a lot more man that you may have seen this defense do over the past few seasons?
Yeah, I think it's a transition. It's just something that, we as a defense have to continue to work on and get better at, just understanding where your help is at, your leverage, when breaking on passes and routes and, stuff like that. So it's just still trying to iron out the kinks. Like I said, we're not where we want to be. Especially, with our drops and our coverages and stuff like that. And so, we're still trying to work at it.
Absolutely. Chandler, thank you for your time as always, brother. Really, really appreciate it. Congrats again on the win, and enjoy this weekend off.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.